Pablo Escobar.
Pablo Escobar. Speaking of Escobar, we got some news. We got some Nas news. We got some news. Celebrity who gives a fuck news. We got a bunch of shit going on, man. How's everybody doing today? Y'all can't answer us back, but if you want to answer us back, definitely give us a call. 646-723-2308 or 646-723-2305. Or if you ain't got no cell phone, you ain't got no quarters.
And you just broke like us.
And you're locked up in the Bing, 1-888-325-4442. Or if you want, you could come down with a soup can and a string and stand outside the door. And
Progresso.
Know, Progresso can and talk some shit to us that way. But yeah, we here. It's Elbow Radio, like we always do around this time. First, we're going to do some plugs. We're going to plug the shit that we do because, fuck it, it's our show. So, we ain't got no sponsors. We sponsoring ourselves.
Yes.
Ray Daniels is sponsoring us. He got all the equipment here. So, definitely shout out to him.
Shout out to Bud Light.
Shout out to Bud Light. We drinking some free Bud Light right now.
Shout out to the white people in the other room that let us bum off their free Bud Light.
Shout out to the white people.
Shout out to the white
people. We love y'all, man. We love y'all.
Yeah, buy some albums. Fuck that. But, first and foremost, we definitely want to plug our site, www.nolotion.com. Definitely check that out. Become a member. Become a fan. Enjoy that because it's the dopest shit
on
the net.
Become
an asshole. Also, definitely check out dramamagazine.com. If you would like to be in Drama Magazine in the monthly promo concert, it's not a showcase. It's not a, you know what I'm saying? It's not any of this other shit. It's a promo concert. You get a big crowd. You get to do a couple songs. Get your swag on. Get your swag surf on. Have some drinks. Party.
No registration fees.
No registration
fees. No audition.
No audition.
No sign up fees.
We might need to audition. We don't need no wag people up there. But but definitely, come on through. If you hot, you know you got that. Holler at dramamagazine.com or give us a call in the office. 646-723-2308. And definitely... definitely, absolutely, fucking lootly. Look out for that No Lotion album. It's not even a No Lotion album. We changed it up. The album is just gonna be called The Great Repression.
Yeah, The Great Repression, because the recession is depressing.
Because the recession is depressing. Smarten up. And look out for that coming this Ash Wednesday, 2/17/10.
That's right around the corner, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah. So you know,
it's a countdown to Ash Wednesday. And probably, this is probably going to be Grammy nominated. This is probably going to be Independent Music Award nominated, Underground Music Award nominated. I'm just pulling out all types of awards because on the real, I listen to it and the shit is fucking dope. We got production from Music Maestro. We got production from G Rider.
Yeah.
And if you don't know who Music Maestro is, you're going to get familiar with him in a few.
Because Music Maestro is here.
He is here. Yes, definitely.
The only nigga I know still wearing Tim's like that. But
yes,
you know.
Music Maestro is in the building. I guess people aren't too excited.
Yeah.
Music Maestro's in the building. I guess not. Music Maestro? All right. I guess that's all. That's all we got for Music Maestro. Shout out to Music Maestro. That's my dude right there. I think he bought some special guests with him. I'm not sure if they're with him. And I'm also not sure if they're that special. But they are in the building. And we're gonna chop it up with them. What do you want? You want to get into some news or something?
Let's get into this elbow news, man.
Let's get into
this
the
elbow
news,
man.
All right, well, let's get into the news. Actually, we don't call it news. We don't call it elbow news.
Yeah, it's who gives a fuck.
It's
news.
Who gives a fuck news.
Because this shit ain't news. This shit is just like gossip.
You got that on deck?
The gunshots?
Yeah, of course. You gotta have bullets for this
bullshit.
Let
me load up my Gat real quick.
Load up the Gatlin gun.
Let me load it.
Load up the Gilbert Arenas.
Bang! Bang! Bang!
That's a handgun.
Hold on. That was the wrong gun.
You gonna need some bigger bullets. All right. Let me start up this. Who gives a fuck news? Today in who? Nah, we gonna. I mean, son.
That's the Gatling, son.
That's the chopper. I don't want to hear the chopper.
That's the chopper.
Let me hear the desert. Let's hear the desert.
We cutting trees with that right there.
You got
there,
the desert.
Son.
Let's hear the desert. I want to hear the desert.
We want to hear the desert.
Yeah,
son.
Let's hear the desert.
The desert.
Let's hear the Saudi Arabian gun.
Oh shit! I think I left that one at home.
You left the desert? Just think of walk out with the BB gun.
Hold on. But I got the Beretta though.
You got the Beretta? All right, let's do the Beretta. Good.
Gunshot
okay.
Talik.
All right, first in who gives a fuck news. I'm hearing that Usher Raymond.
Usher Raymond.
Usher Raymond, after, you know, dumping his wife, having a baby with her.
Yeah.
Making sure that she's set for life.
Doing the song about signing papers.
Yeah, signing the divorce papers.
Who you talking about, nigga?
He is allegedly back with his first girl, Chili, word, from TLC.
I mean, you can't leave Chili alone, man. Chili is good on French fries, like cheese fries.
You gotta, not that kind of chili, my nigga. Chili from TLC. You know, T-Boz, Left Eye.
Okay.
T-Boz, Left Eye, Chili.
Them three chicks.
Yeah, them.
The waterfall chicks.
Yeah, so he's back with Chili. I don't know why. Like, there's not that many women in the world. But he bullet for them. But he's back with Chili. He was originally with Chili when he was like 13, and she was like 36.
Yeah.
Chili out here is like 40 now, and Usher's like 27.
Hey, but that's that marinated coochie, son.
That's, well, you know, sometimes the pussy. Speaking of artists getting back with their exes, Eminem. Marshall Mathers.
What's good, Marshall?
Marshall, the third.
Like, yeah, he's back with his ex-wife, ex-girl, the one he killed in like 8 songs.
Yeah, he's Kim. He is back with Kim. He is actually having another baby with Kim.
All right.
M, I don't know. There's bullet for that. Bullet for that. M, there's a lot of freaky white chicks out there you could be twisting out. Why you want to get back? Well, I mean, I guess I understand. You're already paying her child support, so you might as well just stick with the evil that you know instead of going against the evil that you don't. But I'm sure you could have wrapped it up, strapped it up, and twisted out some other white chicks.
Nah, maybe he was going raw at that side. He was Rod Dugan.
Ah, shit.
Rod Dugan.
God damn it, M. Wrap it up, man.
She must got some great skullduggery.
You know, white chicks, they be, you know what I'm saying? Hey, man.
Let's not make this a racial thing.
All right. You're right, bro. You're right. Yeah, black girls be doing it too. But, I mean, white girls, they show love to the penis. Like, it's not even dick when you give it to them to suck. It's penis.
The scepter.
Like, oh, my king. You know? We're going to keep it going. In other news.
Other news.
Fantasia, American Idol winner Fantasia. She is getting sued. Sued.
Fantasia. Hold up. She getting sued for being a jump off, I heard, though.
Yeah. Fantasia is getting sued in the anti-jump off law.
Oh, man. That's crazy.
For those of you that don't know, the anti-jump off law is basically if a man is married in certain states, he could bullet for that. He can be sued by his wife, or the jump off can be sued by the wife of the man that they're dealing with. Under the anti-jump off law.
Yeah.
Those
states are...
The states are North Carolina.
Illinois.
Mississippi.
New Hampshire.
New Mexico.
South Dakota, I believe.
And Utah.
So, fellas, if you're getting your jump off on in any of those states, you might want to be easy. Don't
careful.
Do a Tiger Woods, dogs. Get another phone. Boost Mobile, $50.
Get
Metro
Boost
PCS.
Mobile.
Shut it, man. All right.
Yeah. In other who gives a fuck news, well, this is something that I actually give a fuck, but the people that don't give a fuck about it are the Grammys. Now, the Grammys were announced last week. Lick a shot for the Grammys. Yeah. Fuck the Grammys. unless we nominated. But definitely fuck the Grammys. The reason being that they announced the winners of all the hip hop categories before the show even started.
That was undope.
That goes to show you what they still think about hip hop in 2010.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
And then they muted the whole performance by Drake, Eminem, and Lil Wayne.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I wasn't too mad, except for him.
Hey, but they performed the clean version, man.
Yeah, well.
They're hip. Well, I wouldn't say, okay. They're a part of hip-hop, too, man.
Yeah, it's true.
You know what I'm saying? So.
We ride for hip-hop here. But in case you obviously did miss it because the winners weren't announced on television, here are the winners for the Grammys in the hip-hop categories. Best Rap Album went to Eminem for Relapse. Best Rap Solo went to Jay-Z for DOA. You were shooting auto tune?
I was shooting at Jay.
Okay. He throw the diamond up Illuminati style on y'all. But anyway, best rap song went to Jay-Z for Run This Town. Yeah. Best rap performance by duo or group went to M50 and Dre for Crack a Bottle.
Bang.
And what else? What else we got? Best raps, rap and singing collabo. I didn't even know that was a category. Best rap and sung collabo went to Run This Town, Jay-Z, Kanye, and Rihanna.
Bang. Bang.
And what's crazy is that there were no hip-hop nominations in the Album of the Year or Best New Artist or Record of the Year category. Now, that's pretty fucked up in my opinion. And for the Grammys, we got nothing but shots and bullets. Fuck the Grammys. Once again, unless...
Rapid fire.
Unless we're nominated. Yes. And that is your Who Gives a Fuck news for the day.
No, it isn't, man.
Oh, we got some more Who Gives a Fuck news?
We got some more Who Gives a Fuck news.
What else you got?
There's a lot
what
of Who Gives a Fuck fuckery going
we got
on.
Some, well, I got the bullets ready. I got the bullets ready.
All right, ready. All right. So, I heard your man Shaq.
Shaq.
Was
Big Aristotle.
Yeah, Big Cactus or whatever, Shaqtus or whatever.
Yeah.
The man, he got caught in some compromising pictures with some model chick that she was about to put out.
Oh, shit.
This damn man cannot stay away from them chicks and not be get caught.
So Shaq was pulling the Greg Oden?
Yeah, son. Shaq? I don't know what's up with them tall niggas, but whatever, man.
I don't know what's up with you NBA niggas, but... Bullet for y'all niggas, man. Hey.
Yeah, so
if you get in some pictures, are you know what I'm saying, handling your business with Shorty? Shorty not supposed to have them pictures, especially if you're married, especially if you got some money. Because you know how these chicks get down out
here. Tiger Woods, y'all. Tiger Woods, y'all. That's
Woods.
Not even the half.
What's that? What
real
else we
thing
got?
Is she was about to put the pictures out.
Uh-huh.
And the owner of the porno film company Vivid.
I think it's Vivendi or something like that. Well,
no, it's Vivid, nigga.
Oh, well,
Vivid.
They got HD porn. That's what's
yeah,
up.
Yeah, it's very, like it's clear on your HD screens.
Yeah, yeah.
In 3D.
Three, damn, nigga, you subscribe? What the fuck?
I got the glasses and all, nigga.
Ray laughing. I know you got that shit.
Yeah, Ray got that shit. Absolutely. Yeah, we know. Yeah, so she, the owner of Vivid, he bought them from the chick.
Okay.
And is not going to put him out because he's a Cleveland Cavalier fan.
Now that's what's up. That I guess it pays to have fans of what you're doing. Good, you know what I'm saying? No shots for that, man. No shots for the owner of Vivid. Good shit. But I'm sure if the Cavs don't win the championship this year,
he's going to put them shits
their
out.
Their shit's going to be out.
And
what else we got?
We got your man Ray J.
Ray J.
Back at it again.
Oh, jeez.
I heard in a song he got with Game called Pussy Fight.
Pussy? What?
It actually is a song all in auto-tune. Your man Game is spitting in auto-tune. So.
My lord. Hold on. Let me get that ready. Fuck this.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. He says, in a line in the song, he says, Kim blows it like birthday kush. Holla.
I'm sure she does, because on the real, I seen the tape, and it don't look like she could fuck, so she better blow it like birthday kush.
Hey, nigga, shit, that's why Reggie Bush ain't getting it, ain't playing right. You getting blown like birthday kush? Hey, like, nigga, your knees is weak.
Shit.
Yeah, and what else we got? Chill.
What else we got now in Who Gives a Fuck News?
Speaking of Game.
Yeah.
Tila Tequila.
Hold on, real life
Bratz doll.
Hold on. Get ready for that, bitch.
She said the Game is her baby daddy.
What?
But Game said he wouldn't even touch her with 50's dick.
Bullets. Bullets.
That nigga got shots for them niggas forever.
I think Young Buck's really her baby daddy, but I don't know. Who knows? Hey,
whatever. Where
is Young Buck? I thought that... Wasn't she a lesbian? Or what the fuck?
Who?
Tila Tequila?
Tila Tequila is a trisexual.
So she try anything sexual. Yeah,
whatever.
Okay. That bitch is a hoe.
Whatever. She getting it in. If you got enough liquor and money, she getting it in with you.
Hey, Taylor, I told you last week, holla at us. But holla at us. I got two stiff elbows for you. I'm sure you can fit them.
I got three. I got three stiff elbows for you. If you know what I mean, baby.
Ow.
I ain't even going to ask where the third elbow is.
Yo, son, it wasn't for you, man.
I'm sure it's not.
It's not. That comment wasn't for I directed it toward Tila Tequila, all right, all right?
We going to have to silently shoot that one down. We going to have to keep that one on the low.
You know what I'm saying?
So, what else you got? We got any more who gives a fuck news?
I mean, I got this one. Well, you should already talk about Chili and
Oh, yeah, we talked about Chili.
Oh,
what else you got?
Beyonce's pops.
Beyonce, Matthew Knowles.
Matthew Knowles.
That nigga is an OG of an OG of an OG.
Not.
He's not OG?
He's not an OG.
I thought he pimped the game. He had them four young chicks singing and dancing on some Jackson shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but you ain't a pimp like that, son.
Oh, damn.
I mean, the nigga just had another daughter.
Oh.
With some chick. I don't even know her name. But
shooting them exes out, huh?
Yeah, all right.
First of all, how old is the chick?
Younger than her mother?
Well,
Beyonce's mom?
That nigga's the OG. Shit.
That explains the divorce, huh?
Yeah. So I guess shout Matthew out. Knowles is
gunshots for Matthew Knowles. Hold on, we gonna pull out the Colt 45 for this one.
Because it works every time.
Works every time.
Yes, sir.
Billy D.
All right,
that's my nigga right there, son. That's my nigga.
Hey, so we going to get into some music. We got some music queued up, Ray? Or?
Absolutely. This is what we're going to do. We got a brand new one.
We got some brand new music.
Featuring K-Slay.
K-Slay.
And Graf.
Graf and
K-Slay. Oh, shit.
No shit.
Let's check it out. Let's see. Yo, we want people to give their opinion on this record. If you like this record, this is going to be like a make it or break it segment, I guess. Make it.
Okay, all right.
Break it.
Make it. Break it.
Let's go.
Shake it.
888-325-4442. Holla.
Uncle Murder and Graf with Kate Slay record. That's what it is. Uncle Murder and Graf.
If I ain't the hottest, then that mean it ain't no more roaches in the projects.
Into that.
And man, if I ain't the realest, then them cops who kill Sean Bell ain't no killers.
You know they crook.
I'm reminiscing about letting my tech pop. If I hit you in the head, I can't get next shot.
Bang.
And whoever I get on the track with, better go hard and not spit no rack shit.
Go hard.
I put your 16 in the dirt just to get to my part. Dudes are fast forward to verse. When you're dead, you just die, you don't feel shit.
You don't.
Rest in peace, the homeboy, I'm fucking this bitch.
I am.
I'm looking for a poppy to front me the bricks.
Poppy.
When it's spam back time, I ain't upping up shit.
I got it.
He told his connect, I played him. He lucky I ain't pull out that K and slay him.
Ah!
Make it or break it. Graf, Uncle Murder, K Slay. Let's go. Produced by E Dub. Let's go.
Drama, still a piranha, hated like Osama, but loved like Obama. Raised by my mama in project, pissy hallways, gunshots, stay all day, death scene and in broad day. Crackheads wise, but they don't use their wisdom. Rich people thinking they riches.
Drama Radio, 1-888-325-4442, extension 1. Call in, 1-888-325-4442.
Park benches and neighborhoods, I still chill on them. Knuckleheads, get out of line, we pullin' steel on them. Can't steal on them, cause niggas ain't taking phase. You have to kill a nigga, cause niggas ain't getting played. Raised in the hood by the hoodlums and ruffians. Niggas that didn't used to do nothing, now they shooting, man. Church boys turn to turf boys, it's the worst, boy. Mama crying in tears, her son on a shirt, boy.
Cause after all of the drama, cause after all of the drama, cause after
make it or break it, make it or break it. 1-888-325-4442. Make it or break it. Uncle Murder, Mr. Fab, Grab, E-Dub.
Cause after all of the drama, I can't
Wayne Slater, my street swift and my AK though. Red and breaking, they say paving. I ate steak while they ate bacon. They fake, they a clay aching. Me and K Slay paid damn. How your brand on the wall like one of K Slay spray painting. How you made they made day, and I rep Jamaica Queens like the E, the F, and the J train station. Whoever try and play, they racing up the highway to heaven, trying to take Satan on vacation. Amen. I hate hating. I whip it while I'm flake baking. I better brick up in a PlayStation. Nice. This is niggerific. This is dedication. Yes. This you gotta sniff it. This is medication. When it's getting your system, this is penetrating. It gets you addicted when you ventilating. Breathe.
Cause after all of the crime, cause after all.
This is the Make It or Break It segment, 1-888-325-4442, extension 1, drop my radio, WWDR 99.3 FM online, let's go. Tell us what you think about that one, Ashy Elbows, let's go.
Yeah, I like that song, I like that joint, I was feeling that joint, it was, they said the word drama like 80 times, so I definitely got to feel that. You know what I'm saying? Ray Daniels cutting the check, so yeah, anything that say drama, we with it. Granted, it's a small check, but he cutting a check, so give it up for that joint. Definitely
I'm cutting
calling.
Checks like Nikes.
Like baby Nikes. Small
like
checks.
Baby Nikes, right?
Like the toddler Nikes. 3.5 wide checks.
The Nike booties.
It's better than baby Nikes than baby Gap.
That's what you're right.
No, don't.
Are you R. Kelly?
Because you get fucked a little.
You can't be, you talk about that baby gap in here. What do you think this shit is? You gonna get us off the air? What is? But yeah, we're back. Welcome back to the Elbow Radio Show.
Yeah,
we got a super duper pooper scooper producer in the building.
Super duper pooper scooper.
Super duper. I came up
he
with that
the
term.
Shit.
Yeah, because he be dropping that hot shit. Somebody got to pick it up.
Right.
So it's the super duper pooper scooper producer. All
right, so right off the bat, what you think about that joint?
Music maestro.
P-Dub, K-Slay, Graf.
Yeah.
I honestly.
You want the truth?
I was trying to get a Bud Light, so I didn't really hear the joint.
I'm be honest.
Of course we want the truth.
What'd you think of that joint?
I wasn't paying attention.
Oh. Okay.
I'm not. Ooh. Yo, the headphones is like this.
Okay. Hey.
Yeah, we was all back here talking shit.
You didn't hear my world premiere. Make it or break it. World premiere.
Well, first of all.
I mean, I heard it, but honestly.
You're supposed to tune in like Mr. Magic. Like Mr. Magic.
I was on K-Slay's last album.
Oh.
The last one on Sony.
Yeah. Okay.
That nigga owe me money.
I was about to say. You sound like you talking about some checks you ain't getting right
that
there.
That nigga owe me money.
And you know what's so funny, right?
That's not cool.
The name of the song, it's
called Owe Me?
It's called We Ain't Paying That Nigga?
It's called Get Retarded.
We get that money? Get Retarded.
And it's saying, if it's drama. They say drama in that record, too.
Wow.
If it's drama king. Start the drama. Get retarded. Grab the llama. Load the cartridge. Turn your ass into a target. Yeah.
K Slay, holla at us. We on drama radio. You supposed to be the drama king. Drama with no H. I guess we running drama with the H.
Hate
with the hoes
for the haters.
I got an H because the hoes.
Word up! I'm slapping your favorite producer.
We got music maestro in the building. Well, I mean, we're familiar with you, maestro. You know what I'm saying? We know you. You actually are very cool with our official DJ, DJ Ash Knuckles.
Ash Knuckles, yeah.
Yeah, that's
my
other half.
For the people that don't know you. Let's go down the list of some of the stuff that you produced, some of the stuff that you've done in the game.
I did joints for Cameron Giles.
That's Cameron, right?
Yeah.
I heard he used to be good.
Yeah. Joseph Guillermo Jones.
That's Jim Jones.
Yeah.
Joseph Guillermo.
This nigga is putting out niggas' governments.
LaRon James.
Who that? Jules Antenna?
Yeah.
I just guessed.
Rusty Brito.
Rusty Brito.
Who's that?
Fuck is Rusty? Rusty Jux?
Nah. J.R. Ryder.
J.R. Ryder.
Oh, so you was part of the dip?
James Todd Smith.
James Todd. Oh, that's Uncle L.
Yeah.
He is definitely Uncle L now, his old ass motherfucker.
The Clips.
He might be Grandpa also.
The Clips.
Miss Mary J. Blige.
You did a joint for Mary?
Yeah, didn't make her last album, but I did a joint.
Okay, that's what's up.
That's what's up, man.
Sicario, Jen, Sirius Jones, Ashy Elbows. I knew
Sicario, too.
You did a joint for the Ashy Elbows?
Yeah, actually.
Them niggas is dope.
Yeah, I did something on their new album. I did the intro for their album.
You did the intro.
And I did their second single.
I heard both of those joints, and I think they're pretty flamery.
Yeah, I did.
They're definitely pretty dope.
And there's other people I produce for. Right.
Them shits
right
is all right, though. Them shits all
right. Yeah, it starts off their album, so it must be something.
Yeah.
So, and the other one is their second single, so it must mean something if it's a single.
Who you talking to that you know that's their second single? You talking to the label? Who you know?
Nah, actually, I was talking to the Elbows themselves.
Oh, okay. Well, I heard they're assholes.
Yeah, I heard so, too.
Definitely.
Especially that dark-skinned nigga. That nigga's a fuckhead.
Yeah. I wanted to snuff that nigga one day. He pissed me off.
Hey, well, you know.
Yo, I snuffed that nigga, for real, though.
That's what's up, DM.
All right, but that's what's up, man. So definitely Music Maestro.
Hey, EJ.
Is real. Hola. That's not even live rounds that niggas is firing at right now. niggas is shooting these. They shoot. It's on the low right now.
Those are little inside jokes that we throw at each other like every day.
What'd you say? Huh? What?
Yeah, Shane.
Yeah, we got.
Yo, hold on.
Hey, shout out to all them bitch ass niggas that be calling your phone and then want to leave a voicemail talking to you about you a bitch ass nigga.
Wow. Wow.
Hey yo, big up to them bitch ass niggas that go on your Facebook, right? And they take pictures and they post it up on their old Twitter page talking about I'm Rick James, bitch.
Wow.
Oh man, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Shout out to the bitch ass nigga in that picture looking like Rick James.
It's a lot of this going on right now. But man, Maestro, let's get back into it. I seen that you was at the there's an event that happens weekly, sponsored by Illmind from PNC Radio. It's called Blaps. It's Beats, Liquors, Beats, Love, Alcohol, and Party.
Yes.
Hold on.
I was in the celebrity producer edition.
Celebrity producer edition of the Blaps. And it was a couple people that was there. It was Static Selector was in the building.
Big up to Static. He just dropped the album yesterday or day before yesterday.
I heard there was some controversy going over there at the album party. I wish we was there.
Oh, I don't know about it.
Who, the one last night where Freddie Fox snuffed somebody out?
No. When that man does shit like he did last night, you gotta call him by his alias. Bumpy Knuckles.
Yeah, that Bumpy nigga whooped somebody ass.
I heard Bumpy Knuckles bust somebody ass last night at the Static Selector party.
That nigga Bumpy Knuckles look like Ray.
I'm keeping 100.
What was the reason for that?
I'm scared of that nigga.
I don't know.
Real talk, son.
Like, I took a picture with that nigga on some. You the man.
That nigga hands is huge.
Hell yeah, son. Like, yo, I shook that nigga hand. His whole hand wrapped around my whole hand. My hand literally disappeared,
Bumpy Knuckles.
Bumpy Knuckles don't need no. He don't need no guns. I'm gonna bust a shot for him.
Freddie Fox.
Yeah,
I ain't Freddie fighting
Fox.
That nigga.
How old is Freddie Fox though? He's like, I don't know, son.
Is he,
no,
he older than you.
Freddie Fox deep in the game. Yeah, deep in the game.
He older than you, Ray. So,
I think so.
But back to the issue.
Right.
You was at the celebrity beats love alcohol and partying the Blaps.
Yeah.
Sponsored by Illmind. Right. PNC Radio.
Right.
Static Selector was in the building.
Right.
Producer Amadeus was in the building.
Big up to Amadeus.
Big up to Amadeus. He was here on the show last week as well. Yeah. And you were there, and you were playing some heat.
And Digga was there too.
It was a couple people in the building. Definitely some big producers. These producers have done beats for Styles P, for Redman,
Jigga,
for Jay,
Curtis.
For 50. They've done a lot of
beats. You don't even call niggas by their rap name. Huh?
I just got to a point where.
You know, fuck y'all niggas.
Just sign the check,
man.
Right?
Right.
So how did that come about, man? How did somebody contact you to come through and play some beats? And what was it?
I makes that hot fire.
Oh, okay.
Nah,
Dylan. this nigga Maestro be in the studio rubbing sticks together over records
pause.
And shit.
Pause, pause, pause.
We don't pause here. Pause your gay ass thoughts.
God, with the damn that pause, man. Pause will be pause.
Pause.
Nah, but what happened though?
Are we pausing rubbing?
He said rubbing sticks together.
Oh, rubbing sticks together. Yeah.
But anyway. That's how you start fire. I don't understand.
Okay.
Word.
Now, but one day I was in the studio just working, and Illmind just called me like, "Yo, you want to be in a celebrity edition of the Blaps?"
Now, did he have the wrong number? did he mean to call?
I mean, not if he called me like, "Hey, Maestro."
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah. He actually meant to call you.
I gotta ask these questions,
yeah,
man.
Yeah.
Nah, definitely. And we was there.
Y'all was there. I played y'all beat, and y'all niggas went crazy.
Yeah, blaps? we gotta Blaps. No, beats liquor, beats love alcohol, and
beats.
And
I think pussy. Beats life alcohol. No,
it was sponsored beats, by PNC life, Radio, right?
Ass and pussy.
Yeah, that's rap right there. Beats life, ass, pussy.
Yeah,
and smoke.
And smoke.
Blaps. That's what the S stands for.
Sponsored by PNC Radio, which is not drama radio, which is what we rep.
Right.
Of course.
Rep that drama
but,
gang.
That's why I got gunshots.
No drama king. King. Not drama king.
That's somebody else. Speaking of drama king, we got that new Big Lou diss record on deck.
Now the question I got for you, Maestro, is you was at that event right there.
Right.
And you got a G-Shock for free. You rocking it right now?
Damn.
You not rocking a G-Shock?
Nah, I ain't rocking it.
Maestro came off.
I ain't rocking it right now.
He went out there, he played some beats, and he got a free G-Shock.
Yeah.
Now, the question I have for the people is where's our G-Shock? Like, can we get a G-Shock? Can we get into an event where we get some free shit?
Word,
like,
nigga.
Where's the love for the artist, goddammit? We make the records.
Well, let me put it like this. The records start with us. And nowadays, the artist is not respecting the producer because they don't want to pay us. So we on it like, fuck y'all. Because y'all need us first.
It's true.
Because y'all can't put out no acapella album. I mean, y'all could, but it ain't going to sell because half of y'all niggas are spitting bullshit. So the beats is helping y'all anyway.
No, the beats is really more than helping. They're actually
y'all need
making
beats?
People look what? Over the fact that raps now, are stupid.
What Jamie said? Y'all need beats for help.
We
help
the
beat.
Now I'm gonna say some shit about the elbows.
Now what are you gonna say about those guys? Now,
what I'm gonna say about the elbows? Like they'll take a mediocre beat and make you pay attention.
Well, I mean,
No. That's a compliment.
That's a pretty big compliment.
No, that is a compliment.
We appreciate it.
That is a compliment. That's a compliment. You know what I mean?
And as that's what MCs are supposed to do, really. They're supposed to compliment the beat. The beat compliment their rhymes, and it's supposed to be a beautiful marriage of hotness.
And that's why I give a big up to Wu-Tang, because how RZA used to do this intentionally. He'll put the vocals higher than the beat. And the beat wasn't even all that sometimes.
Yeah.
But if there's a message in the beat, you know, he wants you to listen to the lyrics.
Wants you to listen to the song.
Right. Like that America's Dying Slowly song, the AIDS record.
Yeah.
Where
the
vocals was way higher than the beat.
Mm.
Because
you see,
the
you don't only get entertainment on the Elbow Radio show. You get information. You know what I'm saying? So definitely, artists out there, respect your producer. You got a producer. You got a homie that's producing your records. You got a friend or somebody that's doing your records for you. Respect him and respect your art. Respect your craft. Put some time into your lyrics. You know what I'm saying? Actually say something. Hip-hop is dying. It's not dead, but it's definitely on life support because of the bullshit. You know what I'm saying? We got some music on deck. We're going to come back with the Elbow Radio Top 10. We
top
got more.
10.
With a super duper pooper scooper producer. Music Maestro is in the building.
That just make me sound like shit. Pooper scooper.
Because
you drop hot shit
and somebody gotta pick it up.
Okay.
Oh,
that's a compliment. Niggas don't get it. You know what I'm saying?
You gotta look in between the lines.
That's right. Yeah. We go over a lot of people's heads. Like
pause.
Ray Daniels.
I guess you wanna pause that one.
Pause.
You wanna pause that.
We're gonna need a pause button in here.
I ain't even say nothing about no pause.
we ain't pausing.
That's your man Ray Daniels.
Yeah.
Definitely shout out to
Drama
Magazine.
All right, we're about to go into some heat right now. Big Lou.
Big Lou.
Ooh, the destruction of Papoose. Tell me what you think. 1-888-325-4442.
I'm gonna listen to this one.
I am gonna listen to this.
Can someone give me a Bud Light, though?
Destruction of Papoose. Big Lou. Tell
me
what y'all
like
think.
The
make it, break it.
The destruction
make
of E.T.
or break it. Big Lou.
Oh,
destruction
shit.
Of Papoose. Let's see what it's doing.
So what brings you in the doctor's office today?
I don't know, man. I don't know if it was that pork sandwich that I ate earlier. You know what I'm saying? I've been sick a lot, man. You know what I'm saying? or that track Big Lou did. I don't want to be right. I don't know, man. I had to come in today, man. I was having pains.
Sounds like a serious case. What's your name again?
Pap Smear.
Oh, Pap Smear. Yeah, and you're man, getting the Pap Smear.
I don't think that's funny.
All right, spread your legs wide.
All right, take it easy.
I don't mean to be blatant, but it seems like you've been getting fucked a lot.
Fucking case.
I'm
going to
prescribe you some medication. All right. Now take care of that Pap Smear, Pap Smear. All
right, thanks, Doc.
I told you don't fuck with the lion, nigga. Me and your Brooklyn niggas was talking about your bitch ass. They was telling me how Fat Joe gave you that whiplash. You a track star, Uncle Murder showed you was quick fast. You ain't Batman, you ran from the goonies like Pac-Man. You better group your math, it ain't adding up to the facts, man. You a bitch, I can see through pussy like a cat scan. Nah, Serena Dream, you sold dreams, Mr. Black Man. Then you on World Star, trying to steal Michael Jack fans. You fucking with a bad man, coming from a bad land. Pack garbage, I'ma have to change my name to Bagman. When Slay signed me, this little faggot started to panic. He was the Hudson, but I was flowing like the Atlantic. Get your wage up and stop eating all them organics. I'ma call you Dave Blaine, your buzz about to vanish. On last sliver, since this nigga tried to spit in Spanish.
Yo, the low stiff old skin, tell him mal aliento.
Now tell me what stupid Puerto Rican showed you that language. Cause that was Portuguese, whatever the fuck, it was more than yeast. I gave you my verse, you should've utilized your warning speech. You a killer Pap, then you hire niggas from the streets. Cause all you do is drown, and you taking out the form in grease. Pussy, you more than yeast, don't make me touch your arteries. And have your boys cooperating with the state authorities. Nigga, you don't represent the hood of the minorities. 1.5, that shit went to your seniorities. Always talking knowledge, then why you moving retardedly? You shooting for the stars, then why you lacking on your archery? You an actor, they should call you Pat Sean Connery. Playing a little scrawny G, nigga, that movie bore me. Your squad don't even fuck with you. With all them niggas punking you, you lucky they don't light your face up just like a punkin do. Hating cause this Bobby spit sicker than the piggy flu. You ain't notorious, who the fuck fed you that Biggie fool? Slick talk me, that's the shit you got from Jiffy Lube. You sounding kinda iffy, dude, you stuck like Gorilla Glue. Pack good insurance, cause your future looking pitiful. Even the Geico lizard gotta worry about the principle. Thought you was invincible, now you just invisible. Nowadays you ain't a lyricist, you too predictable. Real MCs don't run out of concepts if you lyrical. Unless Big Lou is all in your conscience and you miserable. Pack, do yourself a favor, don't let this get physical. Cause I see you, literally up and critical. Preacher talking biblical, yelling getting spiritual. Praying the IV, restore your vitamins and minerals. You talk subliminal, I talk comfortable. Get tough with me, I'ma make your face punchable. Never ate MCs, you were snacking on some Lunchables. Now you met your match and that beef, it tasted wonderful. I'ma have to humble you down, you fucking lizard. You must have thought this girl that product didn't eat chicken gizzards. I'm a blizzard, I'm 2012, I pop shells. You don't pop shit the way you run, I'ma call you a gazelle. You be singing to the cops like a name Patti LaBelle. Everybody know that Pat pussy soft as hell. I see that ass whipping, taking its toll. If it wasn't for old, it'd still be whipping your ass on that strip of pole. Your niggas know your biggest influence, it ain't Biggie or Rakim. Your biggest idol was Carl Lewis. You ain't flames, you was only sparking off that lighter fluid. It was Busta Rhymes that made you octane with your music. When you had to prove it, then that job old man made you put your fit in low. Then you sold out your fans.
You don't understand.
That Mano got New York in the palm of his hand. While you was making wax singles, acting hard like you infamous. You should've
played a grip
for a song that's articulate. You signed your death certificate, your life has no significance. Hit the drawing board and paint something that's more intricate. I'ma put an end to this street sweeper syndicate. Rather these street sweepers sensitive little images. K Slay said that Pat Boos had a vibe. That's because he had a buzz till I took his beehive. You thought you was one of the illest lyricists alive till I resurrected the dead. My archives, you done did records with Snoop Dogg, even Plies. Akon couldn't help you. Who's next? Mary J. Blige. You should get on Hot 97 and apologize to the real niggas in Brooklyn. You mimic and glorify. You horrified. You done fuck with a nigga that's purified with the blood of sharks. Why you think I gotta slaughter guys? K Slay need to get his shit more organized. Fuck Pat Boots, I'ma break him down quarter size. Slay was supposed to ride when he saw me in combat. That's when I noticed the Drama King don't like contact. He'd rather tell Pat to put on his
chin strap, defend rap. See the stupid nigga get pin slap. Slay, you better discipline your son with a thin strap. Play with hot water, that's when I like the skin cast. Little nigga, you should've been drinking your Similac. I'm a heavyweight, you a buck from a finger snap. All the mixtapes and you still broke, figure that. Slay, you better start claiming your son on your income tax. This ain't Uncle Murder or Fat Joe. This is Ether, I'ma bury this nigga real slow. Grand Reaper, 12 feet down below. 6 feet deep, a home sweet home you go. With MAGA 10 creatures, he gon' need a preacher. Six niggas to carry your coffin. Slay sniffling that coffin, cause I'm a lyrical arson. I'm torturing a little bad puss, shattering his porcelain. Nigga, you were better off dead. You were walking abortion. Nigga, you don't live what you rap. You do a lot of talking. Fight a fair one with me, but take safety precautions, cause I flow like a butterfly, sting like a scorpion. Nigga, you a cartoon goonie, Nickelodeon. You better guzzle Red Bulls or drinks with sodium. A lot of caffeine before you step to the podium. I saw your history, you need a new Smithsonian. How you defecated, you can fuck with petroleum. You 6 feet with the complex of Napoleon. Your slave feed your son, this nigga look like Angolians. Slay, you going out with the old, I'm in with the new. Ain't calm on, motherfucker, how's your beast do? First you was the Black Fat Joe, now you 50s puppet. Heard you got suitcase, Slay. Would you like to discuss it? Everybody know you a con man. Lot of the public, copyright infringement. Wow, fam, come up a budget. You better pay your lawyer or detainer and be quick. What goes around comes around. Fuck it, eat shit. You left me to drown with the hammerheads and the sea fish. You thought you had my tombstone on your Christmas Eve list. Now you swearing to the fans like you wanna plead the fifth. You ain't Larry Davis, you more like Ryan Seacrest. That's a fat move, lying on your little thesis. You must got your dick in Pat mouth, cause he's speechless. I'm a nightmare, how you gonna pick up the pieces? You play with fire, you gonna burn. Help him, Jesus. Go ahead, tell the fans I'm fake. No one believe you, everybody know you a snake. Slay, I bendito, goodness sake, Pap, help your pop. Old Pap dead, lyrically I ripped off his neck. He ain't a Brooklyn head, if you gamble, place your bets. I hope you pick me, cause if you didn't, now you in debt. I want convincingly, convincing me that you go hard. You playing with yourself, you two sandwiches short of a picnic. Eat your tuna melt, I feel bad for Pat Pussy. I'ma give him some help, I'ma do his whack ass flow and start dissing myself. Listen up, you fat unfade. This street sweepers better move out the country. I shit on you Saturday, piss on you Sunday, then run your ass over in my Hyundai. Y'all niggas ain't fucking with me, nigga.
That's right, you heard it here, right here. Fuckin' Big Lou. Papoose, this
man can't see me, nigga.
The destruction of Papoose right here. Drama Radio, WWGR 99.3 FM online. Let's go. Tell right us now. What you think. It's just crazy. Like it's crazy.
He looked real bad on that motherfucking interview.
Blackball, nigga. Acting like he a real nigga.
Come to Canada,
you heard it
nigga.
Here first.
See if you can walk in my hood.
Nah, CMD, nigga.
Okay, let's get a verdict in the room.
This is my verdict. Lord guard.
That nigga spit like, what, 180 something bars?
Yo,
God boy. Damn.
Papoose is nice and all that, but yeah, that was like a UFC like fight on a rag doll, wow. Son. That nigga, whoa.
We're going to bring that back.
This nigga called him Pap Smear, Pap Puss. Jeez.
He said he ripped off his
pussy.
Neck. Yeah, he ain't a Brooklyn head, ripped off his neck.
Rip off his head, leave his neck because he ain't a Brooklyn head. Like,
then he started
what?
Rapping about, like Pap, about himself.
Gee.
Oh, man.
Yeah, that, like on the real, hip-hop beef ain't nothing but WWE, but
yeah,
the lyrical sparring.
I can appreciate that. But on the real, you diss me in the record, nigga. Don't expect no response, nigga. I'm going to see you, and we just going to scrap it out. That's going to make World Star, Vlad TV. That's how we going to blow
it up. We going to tape it.
I ain't wasting no balls on you, nigga.
I'm going to tape
unless,
it on some...
Unless it's a ball on the street, I'll bash you in the fucking head with snuff.
I'm going to tape it on some Joe Button's Raekwon shit. Now say you sorry, nigga. Say right. You sorry. It's right. But yeah, man, that's... I can appreciate the lyricism in that hip-hop right there. We actually know Big Lou... you know, not personally, but we run into him a couple times. We was actually there when he got into that whole K-Slay situation.
Yeah,
I remember that. We was at a show in Long Island.
Yeah, that's when we was promoting our Fuck Work Make Music campaign.
Fuck Work Make Music.
K-Slay said, "Fook work,
You illiterate bastard."
Yeah.
Fuck out of here. And on a real case, Slay, you was an old head. But don't try to slap me, my nigga. You know what I'm saying? You a big dude. I know.
I ain't a DJ. I kick you in nuts.
Yeah,
nigga.
You ain't that quick. Fuck that.
What he say? What you say? He said what?
What? Yeah, I mean,
we was promoting our movement back then. Fuck like, work, make music. But what? Instead of spelling it, you know, F-U-C-K, we spell it F-U-Q.
Yeah.
So he pronounced it fook.
Fook. What? Fook, I don't know what this is.
I don't know what this is. Whatever.
How can I get you with this, man?
I was there that night.
You was there?
Oh, what?
I didn't know y'all then.
You sure did. You sure didn't.
That was the 720.
721 Productions. Right. Shout out to Mecca.
Yeah. I was there that night.
I don't know what happened to you.
I was actually sipping champagne with K Slay that night.
Oh. Well, we was in the corner sipping fucking Heineken. You bastard.
Right.
You should have hollered at us.
I didn't know you guys did.
Well, fuck that.
You know us now.
Fuque.
You about to catch a slap for K Slay. Pass that off to that nigga.
Oh, snap.
And that yet is another lesson in this whole hip-hop industry, especially in New York. You know what I'm saying? Everybody knows everybody. You're bound to see somebody again. Make sure you don't burn no bridges because you ain't going to have no way to get back over. Music Maestro is over here. I'm a pre-pause, holding his mic, shaking it around. I don't know what the fuck is going on with this dude.
Looking real angry.
What's your take on that Maestro? That was
Maestro. What you think about that record?
I mean, K Slay owe you money.
It's not so much K Slay, it's Sony.
Okay.
So
okay.
Tommy Mottola.
Whoever the fuck up this
Tony album. Mottola.
But anyway, my take on it.
He's on the run.
What you thought of that joint?
He
right
got
there,
your
Maestro?
Money.
Can I get one of your gunshots? Papoose ain't coming back from that.
Oh shit! I was just thinking that. Like, he can't come with that.
I don't think slow Papoose flow is like, lyrical. Like, nah.
Get a grip.
I mean, and as far as that paid the grip go, I want to give a big up to one of my pupils, Ty Stick, who actually produced that record. He does a lot of Papoose joints, okay. but
does he get paid?
I plead the fifth because I don't know.
Now on the real, if you listen to that record, you heard Lou talking about
that record hurt.
Talking about you petroleumed up getting fucked. So for everybody, that don't understand this lotion movement, it's about not getting greased up and fucked. Like seriously, a lot of people be pausing us. Oh, pause, no lotion. Why are we pausing no lotion? Gay niggas be putting on mad lotion. We're anti that. Like,
well, we're anti lotion.
We're anti lotion.
I mean, we're not gay either, but
anything wrong with being gay.
You know. Y'all niggas is fools. I just want to say this.
Are we fools?
Y'all niggas is fools because I was on Facebook yesterday, actually, and I ran across something y'all tagged me on. Uh-huh. Y'all niggas is jumping out of cars, stomping lotion.
That nigga was talking greasy, son.
Niggas talking greasy, yo, son.
Man.
Anybody talking greasy, they can expect that.
Yo, I just had to go to y'all page, and I want to congratulate y'all on the Double Plastic album, too.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I want to congratulate y'all.
That's for everybody who thought about listening to it myself.
You thought about listening to it?
I thought about listening to that one, but now I'm forced to listen to the next one.
Okay.
Now, yes, I'm going to be forced to listen to the next one
maybe we'll go styrofoam this time.
Yeah. Nah, I'm on a project. We going at least. What's half a gold?
Silver.
Okay, we'll go silver.
Aluminum.
Nah, we're going.
I'm willing to go silver.
Yeah, we're gonna push. We're gonna sell like 100,000.
Okay.
We're gonna force Chris Lighty to stop playing.
Yeah, we go. Hey, Lighty. Lighty, if you out there listening, shout out my nigga. Cause on the real,
big up.
Like, a lot of people is disrespectful. We not disrespectful. We just don't give a fuck. Tell you the truth. And
that's why
we
call
drama.
A nigga by their government. Like, and you call me by my government, I don't care, nigga. That's the name I was born with.
That's the name the checks come in. That's what I always say.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But a lot of people ask us why we call ourselves the Ashy Elbows, and the reason is ill rap group that doesn't give a fuck was too long of a name.
Yeah.
So we figured Ashy Elbows would work out just as well. We gonna move right along. We got Music Maestro in the building.
Get my name right, son.
Oh, my bad.
Get
my bad.
Name right.
My bad.
Music.
We got Easy Jesus Maestro in the building.
Yeah, and I'm here with the dumb motherfucking ashy elbows.
Oh man. Oh man. It's a lot of sniper bullets going around.
People don't know what we're talking about, but we know what we're talking about.
There's a lot of this going on.
There's a knife fight going on in here.
But yeah, man. What's up?
I got this thing on the table, right, for scoring a new movie. I wanted to know if you wanna be a part of the new Mr. Bean movie.
Mr. Bean, fuck yeah. I used to watch Mr. Bean, my nigga.
Mr. Bean is a funny nigga. Mr. Bean is a funny nigga. You know what I'm saying? As long as they don't got no Johnson & Johnson scenes in it, then I'm good with that.
Word.
I definitely had no problems with Mr. Bean. I like McBean. I like Black Bean Stew. I like McDonald's. I like all of that shit.
After we finish, we're going to go to the pub and get some Miller Lite.
Definitely.
Yeah, Miller Lite is good, though. Miller Lite is good. You know what I'm saying?
But anyway, on with the interview.
Miller Lite is good. In some who gives a fuck news that we forgot to mention. Well, actually, let's go into sports. Snuff, we got some sports on
Ashy
deck.
Ashy PN.
Hold on. Let me see what we got here.
Hold on. There was something I wanted to add on to y'all. Who gives a fuck news about the Grammys?
What you got?
About the best hip hop best rap song.
Yeah.
Y'all noticed Kanye was nominated on 3 records.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But they didn't invite him.
And he actually won, 2?
Yeah.
With Jay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Let me ask a question.
Go ahead.
What fucking category do... What's some beans and rice? Black Eyed Peas. What category do they fall in?
Did they win? They won something?
They was nominated in that hip-hop category.
I don't know. I don't know if you could say that. Ray. They're more pop.
I mean, like, you know what? When they first came out, Fergie, they actually had songs on Rap City.
They had a couple
joints and jams.
Couple rap songs.
But you know what they did?
Fergie came and said, fuck this nigga shit.
We trying to get some money.
We trying to get some of this white people money. Niggas gonna bootleg our shit and sell it on Flatbush and Church.
And that's what it is.
What? And they are where they are right now.
To keep it funky.
And they making money. They was performing at New Year's Eve, at the New Year's Eve Dick Clark shit. Like,
in the true sense of hip-hop, hip-hop always have been... music that was original, that stretched out and tried different boundaries.
That is also true.
For instance, like Gangstar.
Gangstar,
when they first
true.
Came out, they did the jazz thing. Right. And Run DMC.
They turned into the rock.
We can't forget.
And then you had Digable Planets.
Digable Planets,
did the jazz thing.
Cool like that.
But so it's I can't fault them because as the music grows, the audience grows.
Yeah.
So you gotta cater.
But the only problem with that, you should just
be yourself, whatever right. comes out in the studio.
That's true, what I'm saying. They're more like dance pop to me.
Because right. to me, the people went out of their origin. At least Run DMC, they journeyed into the rock, but they kept it hip-hop. Same thing with Gangsta, same thing with Diggable Planets.
They more like CNC Music Factory.
Even Onyx went into the rock.
I think as we become old heads, we become more narrow-minded. Because hip-hop was all over the place early in the game.
Yeah, niggas was rocking leather suits
and whatever you rocked with, that's what you rocked with. Because you had your African patch, motherfuckers.
Yeah.
Then you had motherfuckers.
Native tongues.
You had the people that dressed up real nice.
But you see, that's the thing with hip-hop nowadays.
You still even had crossover hip-hop. Right. Then don't forget about Tone Loc, Young MC, MC Hammer, Vanilla Ice.
Where is that today though?
That's the Black Eyed Peas. That's why they're winning all these awards.
The music has grown, man.
Where is that today? You had a lot of different styles of hip hop back then. There's only like one style of hip hop now.
Nah, there's
a few styles of hip hop
that's popular. That's what I'm talking about. You talk about that's all over the place.
Do we even use the word pop music anywhere? I don't think we use that anymore.
They still.
I think it's the top. It's called
top.
What are you doing with the microphone?
Top 40.
I don't don't know what's going on with Music Maestro. Music Maestro is in the studio.
He's
going
to break the equipment, I think.
Nah, whatever I break, I just go to my radio station and bring it over here.
Hey, okay. As long as you bring it back.
Yeah, I replace it.
We ain't got no money to pay for this shit. If it happens on our
He's
show,
making me nervous.
We be running out of here. Shanking niggas?
I'm like, okay.
Getting shanked?
Oh, wow. Anyway.
Ray, we good. We good, Ray.
I know
we
good, but
we
just,
good, Ray.
It's just unusual.
But you know
behavior.
What? On the real, despite.
Because I'm used to being around. It's just like, nah, we good. We good.
Despite what Maestro or whoever think about Black Eyed Peas, I still like that song, I Got a Feeling, though.
Ooh. Yeah, that is a pretty good song.
They
it's
have
a fun song.
Listen, no matter how you slice it, Black Eyed Peas is still hip hop because no matter if they cross over those boundaries, because that's where their roots is hip hop.
But on the real,
so to say they're not hip hop, what
you're
really saying is,
you know what?
What you're really saying is hip hop is limited.
Black Eyed Peas may be hip hop, but they're not good lyricists.
You know what? I'm gonna put it like
these
this.
These guys' bars suck. Apple D, hold on, I'm calling niggas out. You hold on for a second, goddamn it.
You know the other guy's name?
Yeah, I know that fucker's name.
Taboo.
I don't know his name. The light skinned dude that be doing the breakdancing. Nigga, don't rap no more. Don't rap. Hold on. Where's the bullets? Where's the bullets? It's no fucking shanking on these niggas. God damn it. Apple D, Taboo,
we didn't say
Will I Am. You fuckers can't rap.
Hold on. All right? Hold on.
All right?
I'm going to jump to Will I Am's defense.
We're not going
to
say they rap.
I'm a fucking lyricist. Hold on. So fuck that. I'm calling niggas out.
I got to jump to Will I Am's defense,
though. The
topic
was they rappers. The topic was
what genre they fall under.
Hip hop.
But you know
what? But you know what?
I want to say one thing, right? Cause y'all gonna make me lose my train of thought. Uh-huh. First and foremost, I salute Will.i.am as a producer.
Yeah, the man is dope.
Oh, he's
produced some hot hip hop records.
Niggas don't even know he used to be signed to Ruthless Records.
Right.
And produced for N.W.A.
Right. Down with the Death Row Camp. Right. Yeah, definitely.
Now
I know my history.
Now, and another thing that bugged me out. Right.
History.
I heard Black Eyed Peas on Hot 97 for the first time yesterday with that song "I'm a B," which is the beat is hot. I'm
yo,
just put it
it's
like,
a dance the beat song, is hot. Man.
Yo, that like, was on Hot 97. Mr. C was playing it.
That's yo on the real. It's Mr. a dance C. song. Like, oh, what man. Are you going? Like, if you're making a dance hip hop song, what lyrics are you going to throw on it, Trips? You going to throw on some complicated ass lyrics that's going to have people
I'ma
not want to dance?
I'm gonna say something better than that shit. Fuck that. Fuck that. I hate the Black Eyed Peas. I'm going to say
you hate
some real
I hate
shit.
Them niggas.
Let me tell you something.
They're making money. They're getting classified as hip-hop.
Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. All types of shit. Let me tell you something. You think them white people that's buying Black Eyed Peas care about lyricism, nigga?
Listen.
Hey, there's some white people that do care about
lyricism. It's not only white people.
But you think the people that's buying it, care about lyricism, nigga? They just want to party. Have a good time and have something they could groove to, man.
I got a feeling.
Because at the end of the day,
and do that
music
Saturday night,
entertainment.
Do that Saturday,
you must
Saturday
be
night live neck bop.
But now I'm going back to
you
the
know
Grammys.
That
I'm going back to the Grammys again. How did Eminem win an award?
He only sold like 2 million records.
Because he's Eminem.
He did?
Yes.
It sold that much?
Two million plus.
See, that's what kills me about Eminem. He sells quietly.
You know why?
Quietly. He came out the box with 600,000. Hey. That's more than Jay-Z did in the first 2 weeks.
On the real, I like that album, though.
I do like that album. And the bars on there is dope. It's definitely
I like
not
that
a
album.
I'm not going to say it's not a traditional hip-hop album, but it's not a radio.
Like, what do you expect from Eminem,
album,
though? You
truthfully.
Want him to make a bunch of trap songs? He going to talk what he been talking.
Eminem going to be like, I was selling pills, but then I started taking them.
He going to talk that psycho killer Charles Manson, Jason Michael Myers shit. That's what he started with. That's what he came with.
Yeah, but
and he's continuing with it.
He's like 37 now already.
Yeah.
I can't believe it.
Shit is quick.
And ain't all. He came in the game when he was like 29.
Tell me these evil things.
Yeah, but definitely. We got some. I think we got some Ashy PN, which is Ashy Sports. We got the sports.
Yeah,
we're
gonna run through
the
sports real quick.
Hold on. Let's see if we can cue up some sports music. All right, that's all we got.
Yeah, all right. Yeah. This nigga over here, wow.
Welcome to Ashy
PN. We got Ashy PN, yeah. And
play some today background.
Today was some sports news. We got Kurt Warner retiring.
Kurt Warner is retiring.
Wow. About time.
Yeah. Ain't Kurt Warner like 10 years younger than Brett Favre?
No.
Nah. They're like a year younger than Brett Favre.
They're about the same age.
Yeah, so.
Kurt Warner, when you see Brett Favre at the senior center, tell that nigga to give it the fuck up.
Yo, Brett Favre is coming back next year. Watch.
I know. Brett Favre is like herpes. That nigga, you can't get rid of that nigga, goddammit. Brett Favre is the football herpes. What else we got?
Rex Ryan, the coach of the Jets.
Rex Ryan. Fine, 50 fat boy. Grand.
Yo, turn that shit down, man. I can't think, man. Fuck that shit. I don't want to hear that shit.
We need some background music. You don't got
nigga, we don't need no background music.
No
right
background
now,
music. Fuck it.
Shit. Anyways.
This is you are tuned into the Elbow Radio Show with Drama Magazine.
With special super producer guest, Music Maestro. But
Music
back to
Maestro.
ESPN News. Rex Ryan got fined $50,000.
$50,000
for an obscene gesture. Mm. Basically,
he grabbed his nest like a rabbit.
Flipped the bird.
Oh, okay.
At a couple Miami Dolphins fans at a UFC cage match or some shit, and he got fined $50,000 for somebody took a picture of it on their cell phone. And
he got fined $50,000 for that.
Yeah,
that's some bullshit.
Yeah, I know.
That is some bullshit.
Speaking of keeping with the Jets, Mark Sanchez is gonna have knee surgery this year.
Is he the first quarterback the Jets started with, or the one they ended the season with?
Both.
He started and ended the season.
Who was the interim dude? Wasn't there some dude that was playing in the middle? Didn't he get hurt or something? What the fuck happened?
Mark Sanchez, nigga, he got hurt like one game.
And who was the
Kellen dude? Clemens played.
Kellen Clemens, okay.
And then Mark Sanchez then came Mark back because they ain't trying back. To fuck with Kellen Clemens. So. All
right, well, you know.
Speaking of knee surgeries, Chris Paul of the New Orleans Hornets.
Yes.
Niggas about to say Saints.
You're right. He's about to get knee surgery, too.
Oh, man.
And that's fucked up for them niggas because he like the best player on their team.
I'm glad. Yeah,
that's
I'm glad
probably like the best point guard in the NBA right now.
Yeah.
I don't know.
The best young point guard.
Deron Williams pretty nice himself.
Nah.
I don't think he better than Chris Paul, though.
The best two point guards are Steve Nash and Chris Paul. In my opinion.
Chauncey?
I say Chauncey.
Chauncey's cool, but.
Because Chauncey don't do shit.
But he
be balling on niggas.
He gonna come up with like 25-9 on your ass, like, and you ain't even gonna know what happened.
Like oh shit.
Fuck this nigga score all his points
Nash
from
ain't gonna
shit.
Do that either?
No, you gonna know
you
Nash
gonna
is
know
scoring
Nash
that shit.
That shit. You gonna know that
you
shit.
Gonna, you gonna check, you gonna check the stats at the end of the game. Like, this nigga Chauncey almost had a triple-double on me. When the fuck, where was I?
Yeah, so
you was in transition. That's what you was doing. You was running back down the court, nigga.
So you know Steve Nash is fucking you up.
Yeah, you know Steve Nash. Because you getting that jump shot in your face. Oh, God damn it, Nash. Ash in their name, they good with us.
That nigga Chauncey be
shanking
on
niggas.
On the low.
Shanking niggas.
Yeah, but
we got any more Ashy P in sports?
Kobe, he's the all-time leader scorer in Lakers history. Boo.
FKC, fuck Kobe Coalition.
Yeah.
Gunshot.
All right, Kobe. Good job, I guess. Maybe don't make a logo out of you. He passed Jerry West.
Yeah, kill yourself.
He passed all them niggas.
Passed everybody.
So he the leading scorer in Lakers history.
Yeah, just
hey,
Lakers history.
Hey, just a note, Kobe. You'll never be Mike. Go suck a dick. Bitch ass.
You should have chose 22, you bum ass nigga.
Yeah, you want to
be
24?
You
want to
be one better than Mike?
Huh?
Fuck out of here.
Nah, son. You need like two more wins, son.
That's why LeBron bust your ass both games this
Boom.
Season.
Eight.
Come on, Ray. I know you. Ray want to say something.
I'm good.
Ray, like, I'm trying to get Kobe on the show. Fuck this.
Kobe? No, I'm
Kobe.
Well, I don't like the Lakers, for the record.
Oh, okay. Man.
But I'm not going to tell you what my team is, because that's going to make it worse.
Come on.
Who's your team?
Because your team can't be no worse than mine.
The New York
Knicks.
Knickerbockers.
Yes.
Yes.
If you would have said the Nets, I would have.
I'm hoping that LeBron want to take a trip down here.
I'm hoping the Knicks win a championship before I die.
That's what I'm hoping. That's what I'm hoping. I'd like to see a Knicks
parade. Are you trying to freeze yourself?
I saw the Giants
win
one.
That went out the window with the Patrick Ewing finger
I saw the Mets win one.
Oh, jeez, don't bring that up,
I saw the Yankees
up,
win
and
one.
Those, and those
I even
John
saw the
Starks
Rangers win one.
Shit. And those three.
I seen the Giants win two.
I saw the Giants win two myself.
Yeah, I saw the Giants.
No, I saw them win three, I think.
I remember seeing the Giants win two. But
I think we was alive when they won all three of their Super Bowls.
Yeah, he was.
We was alive.
Y'all some old ass niggas.
Phil Simms won one. Yeah. Hot Stutler. Remember him?
Yeah, oh, that bum ass nigga.
He won one.
Hey, he was a bum ass nigga after, though.
he won a Super Bowl.